Get up.
Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
Waking your ass up.
The Get Up Crew.
The new Hot 96.9.
This is huge, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hot 96.9, The Get Up Crew, and on the phone right now, the favorite to win this year's Boston Marathon. A lot of people are favored, but this person, I heard, has the inside track. Take the whole thing. Is it Jeffrey Currier? No. Is it the American Shalene Flanagan? No. Is it the greatest name in the history of the marathon? Lee Bong Ju? No. It's Nicole Torres, my wife. Hi.
Hi.
Good morning.
Morning.
You're ready to run.
I'm so excited when I looked outside and saw snow on the ground.
Oh my God.
So Ms. Torres, what is your strategy today for the marathon? I mean, the weather is not in your favor, or is it? I mean, are you more inclined to run better in this awful cold and wetness?
No, my strategy is just don't die.
Okay. That's a good one.
Good.
What are you going to do as far as clothing? Are you going to wear a poncho? Are you going to duct tape your sneakers? What are you thinking?
I'm just going to wear a trash bag to the start line, toss it, and then just pray for dryness. I don't know.
Now, do you like, I heard that you're one of those people that likes for everyone to cheer your name and go, Nicole, and all that stuff, because that really motivates you. Is that what you want the crowd to do?
I mean, yeah, I hope people show up. So
people will be there.
Yeah.
What's your bib number? Tell everyone.
27473.
27473. Now, she is such a favorite to win this marathon that she's not even gonna like leave with the elites, because that would just be unfair.
Right.
So,
right. I have to hold back.
Yeah.
In the back. I have to start at the end. Otherwise, I would just exactly. That's what it is.
The elite women are leaving at 9 o'clock. Uh-huh. And Nicole's leaving at
11:15.
She wants to, be able to give everybody a head start.
A nice head start.
A two and a half, 2 hours, 15 minutes.
I was talking.
I have to give the Kenyans a chance.
Yes.
Okay, come on.
Yes.
Is she in a car? That we don't know.
That was funny. I was talking to her yesterday, and I'm like, I don't want to demoralize you or anything, but just know that by the time you start, all the elites will be finished.
Right.
They literally will be, because they start like at 9.
Well, it will be. She will have a better chance, because I heard a lot of people have dropped out because they didn't want to run in the rain.
What?
So hey,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm running no matter what.
And yes,
it doesn't even matter at this point. I've been training for 6 months, so bring it on. That's what I say.
And the elite women, they usually finish around like 2:20, right?
Yeah,
like 2:20. So she has about 5 minutes.
Yeah,
before to get to the finish line.
Yeah,
she
multiply their time by like 3, and that's when you'll see me.
Yeah. And she probably won't even cross the starting line for like 5 minutes, because you don't start right at the starting line when you're like in the back.
Right.
Like, they're like, all right, you guys can go now.
That's funny.
Right.
So, is there anybody you'd like to? Because I know this training was hard, and they say that you don't train by yourself.
Here
like
we go.
It's a family
Making
thing.
It about
so.
Always.
Mm-hmm. Melissa, please, I'm talking to one of the runners.
We know where this is going.
You don't know who she's going to name.
Okay.
I would really like to thank all the food that I have eaten during this whole season. No, you have been incredible, and you know that. And I said thank you. So thank you again.
You're welcome.
Now, when you finish, Nicole, when you finish, what's the first thing you're going to do? Are you going to have this huge meal? Like, what's your plan?
Okay, well, I'm probably going to cry and then change into some dry clothes and then hobble my way over to get some of the probably most unhealthy food that I've ever eaten in my life.
Yes. Sounds good.
Yeah.
What time are you going to be what time are you heading over there?
I think my dad's going to drop me off at the start at like 10:30, 10:45, because I just don't want to stand out in the rain. So.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
What are you going to be wearing so everyone can look for you?
A bright orange pants and a visor, a white visor, and a black raincoat, probably like everybody else.
Take a picture of yourself before the start. Maybe we'll tweet it out in the social media. Maybe. We have a lot of things going on. We had a big breakup in the wrestling world. Beyonce's performance over the weekend was insane. So if we can fit you in, maybe we'll do some sort of Instagram thing for you. But no promises.
I have a little poll. I mean, I know the guy who runs the show. So
Okay.
All right. Cool. Well, good luck today, and I shall see
you.
Good
luck.
All right. Actually, good luck. I'll see you twice. I'll see you at the halfway and then at the finish line.
All right. Don't forget my food or my dry socks.
Yes. All right. Tell me you love me.
All right. Thanks. I love you.
Ah, I love you too. Okay. And there you go.
Can you imagine, like, Romero shows up and forgets everything she wanted to bring? You got my dry clothes, my towel?
No, she put it all in a bag, and I can even tell you what. Hold on a second, let me grab my phone. Because I had to write it down. She's like, this is what you need to, this is the stuff in the bag, but this is what you need to actually hand me. And I'm like, hold on a second, let me write this down. So I need to hand her the Fig Newtons. Okay. A bag of Fig Newtons, and I need to, and I ask her, do you want an extra pair of socks, and do you want an extra pair of headphones? But there's a bunch of other crap in that bag, too. So, yeah.
Okay.
And that's it.
All right.
And that is the life of a marathon supporter, Melissa.
Right, get up.
Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
Waking your ass up.
The Get Up Crew.
The new High 96.9.